Yeah, you know, I would say that's fair. I think just the results of what we did on offense tonight were certainly better than what we did in San Francisco. You know, we were able to put some points on the board. We were able to get some first downs. You know, and I think it really all stemmed from our defense and our special teams. You know, they gave us some short fields. They made some big plays to really give us some momentum. And then it was our job as a unit to take that momentum and try to turn it into points. You know, there wasn't much to it. You know, all the credit has to go to Will and the offensive line on that play. You know, it was just one of those deals. You know, I had a pre-snap read, and you know, if the Saints were in man-to-man coverage, press man-to-man coverage, which they were, I knew that Will's route was going to convert to a fade. And he just did a tremendous job at the line of scrimmage. The line gave me time, and I just had to put it out there. You know, he really made my job easy on that play. Yes. Yeah, you know, it's the cardinal sin. You know, no turnovers in the red area, and I know better. I'm a better player than what I showed on that play, and that's something that, you know, I can promise you won't happen again. I will certainly learn from that play, and I'll make a better check next time in that situation. You know, there's never a good time to have a play like that, but you know, the one thing that I've always said is, you know, it's all about learning from your mistakes and making sure that they don't happen a second time, and that's going to be the case there.
Did you feel any differently this game, the last game, more comfortable, more control, anything like that?
I think every single time I step on the field, whether it's the practice field or it's in a game situation, I'm becoming more and more comfortable. You know, obviously there's a lot that goes into this offensive system: mic points, checks, alerts, conversions, option routes. And so every single time that I'm able to step on the field and get reps and study this offense, practice this offense, play in this offense, I become more comfortable.
In the way you described the Fuller touchdown, are you really confident that his understanding of what the plays are and what he's going to do on each play?
I'm very confident in Will. And that's because the approach that Will brings every single day into this building. Will, you know, he's one of the more quiet guys in the locker room. But the thing about Will is his work ethic is second to none. He comes in every single day. He works extremely hard. He sits right over here, takes a ton of notes. He's always studying his playbook. You know, whenever we get a break, you know, a lot of guys go in the locker room and we're socializing, or, you know, we go grab a coffee over here in the cafeteria. But Will's in his playbook. He's studying. He wants to be great, and he's always striving to be great.
Rock, what about your fullback Prosh getting some touches?
Yeah, I love it. You know, Jay's he's a great football player, and he's a great teammate. You know, I love going to work with that guy every single day, and he works extremely hard. So for him to get, you know, a couple carries, I know he got a pass reception. You know, it's good for him, and it was exciting to see. Yeah, I think we're just trying to lull defenses to sleep for the regular season, trying to see if we forgot about them. Now, you know, the thing about Hop and I, every single day I practice, I mean, there's a ton of footballs coming his way, and we're really working hard to develop that chemistry, figure out where he wants the football in certain pass patterns, and we're getting better every single day. You know, as far as his targets in the preseason, that's just kind of how it goes sometimes with the plays that we call, and the situations that we're in. But I can promise you that DeAndre is in our thoughts every single play and every single day I practice.
And with Braxton, especially at the slot position, especially for a guy who's still making the transition from quarterback, where would you say that you guys are, the two of you?
You know, it's kind of like what I've said with, you know, Will, Hop, and everybody else that's a skill player. You know, in this offense, there's so many fine details to routes. You know, certain routes you can turn right, you can turn left, you can hook left, you can hook right, you can run right down the field. So there's a lot of options to it. And any time that you're running a system like that, it's going to take time to really perfect. But the thing with Braxton and myself is every single day we're getting better. You know, I think if you look at the San Francisco game and what took place there in certain situations, and now to this game and everything that happened during the practice week, we're getting better and better every single day. And Braxton's just like Will. You know, he comes in, he works extremely hard, he wants to be great, he's working to be great, and he's getting better every single day. Yeah, you know, Coach O'Brien has a mentality, and it's, you know, the next man up. And whoever that next man is expected to play at a high level, and that's what those guys are doing right now. I think the offensive line, no matter who's out there, has done a tremendous job. And, you know, once again, if you look at the San Francisco game and now you look at this game, you know, some of those fine details, you know, that might get missed. You know, I think we broke the huddle tonight. We got to the line of scrimmage with great tempo. You can't necessarily say that, you know, being the case last week. And so we made improvements there. We made improvements with our communication. And so I think the offensive line is doing a hell of a job right now. No matter who's out there, they've all done a great job. And just like everybody on offense, you know, we're all growing right now, and we're getting better each and every time we step foot on the field. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. In fact, there was a point after I was pulled out of the game, and I kind of bumped one of our assistant coaches, Pat O'Hare, and I hit Brandon Whedon, and I said, you know, I kind of looked at this, and I was like, guys, we have the greatest job in the world. You know, the way our fans came out today, and, you know, you wouldn't know it was a preseason game. And I think that says a lot about the Houston Texans fans, and, you know, I can't wait to see these guys September 11th on week one.